You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are here to talk about a little thing called, Four Pillars Gin is partnering with three different New Zealand venues around the whole of the country. We've got one happening here in Otepoti, Dunedin, at the Woof Bar. And to talk about this charity event with me is Gwilym Breese. Is that how you say your last name?
Perfection, brother. Perfection.
Sweet. So, do you want to just go on a bit of a bit of a spiel and give us the deets on this initiative?
Yeah. Totally. So I am lucky in my role. I'm the brand ambassador for Four Pillars Gin here in New Zealand. And one of the things that we thought is really cool is we're an Australian gin. It's the biggest shared piece of culture between Australia and New Zealand is our love of pocket change philanthropy, normally through the form of tubular meat and bread. So when I was sitting there thinking, I was like, one of the cool things that we could do as a brand would be, how do we facilitate venues, charities, and butchers coming together to create the ultimate charity sausage sizzle? So sort of not your standard Hellas in a bun, but something which is a bit more sense of community and a sense of space, and then partnering with venues to really be able to support them and help them with causes they believe in. So like, what's really, really cool, partnering with Josh and the team at Woof, the charity they've chosen is Rainbow Youth, which is something for them I think is really important and sort of gives a lot of help to, sadly, what is still a marginalised community in New Zealand, which doesn't always have the same sort of level of family support that they should have, or community support that they should have. So I think that was an amazing partnership opportunity. And then working with Lynx, who are an amazing community-centric butcher shop that you guys have down in Dunedin. Greg and the boys there do an absolutely amazing job. And like, you know, you see them at every single major event popping up, snapping out the sangers.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to say that.
That's sort of great.
It's a wonderful combo you've got there. You've like assembled the freaking Avengers here, because you've got a wonderful venue there with Woof. You've got some probably like the top quality meats place on board, and you're raising money for an absolutely amazing cause. And so when you say that you want it to be the ultimate sausage sizzle, can you talk a bit more about that? You don't want it just to be your typical snag in a bun you get outside a store.
We wanted to give you something a bit different. Sure, it's still going to be the componentry you recognise. There'll be some tea sauce on the table. There will be buttered white bread, as to be expected.
Mm.
But the sausages are the star of the show. And like in the case with like what the guys at Lynx have done is they're actually even using the gin in the sausage.
Oh, interesting.
So like gin and the spice trade go hand in hand. So the whole thing is gin is basically a collection of spices chucked together and macerated in alcohol and then distilled. So what we thought would be really cool is, how do we find flavors in the gin when working with the guys in the butcher shops, sort of really highlight those flavors to put like a little bit of a twist and give them a challenge on how to work around the gin piece. So like in the case of like what's going on with the sausage from Lynx, like they literally go, well, the gin flavors are great, why don't we just put some gin in there? So I think we could be having, across the three of them, the world's three first sausages to actually have gin in.
A world's first, potentially. That's a pretty big deal.
I don't know if it's the case, but there is potential. I've done some googling.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, it's at least something. Yeah, it's a rare. It's a rare delicacy, then.
Exactly, and you know, and it's nothing quite like it. If you sort of, so the goal is basically you come down on Sunday at 4 o'clock to Woof and buy yourself either a gin cocktail or a gin and tonic. Pop outside. I'll be manning the barbecue myself. You know, I'm,
wonderful.
Never one to miss a trip around the Motu, and particularly not to Otepoti. So,
yeah,
you know, stoked to be able to come down and sling some sangers and have some chats with the people and, you know, raise some money for Rainbow Youth and support a great cause. So if anyone is kicking around there and wants to come down and have a sanger with me, I'll be there. And I'll, you know,
yeah.
I always need to make new friends down in Dunedin. I love coming down there.
Tremendous. So just so we're all very clear, that is this Sunday, the 19th?
Yes, indeed it is. This Sunday, I'm on the 6 a.m. flight down to Dunedin tomorrow to make sure that I can secure all the ingredients, make sure the barbecue's ready to roll, cut the onions. You know, like, we're not here to fornicate with arachnids, even if they're pretty arachnids. We want to make this the sausage sizzle of the year.
Heck, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dunedin, you heard it here first. If this is something that tickles your fancy, you want to get out there and secure yourself some scrumptious goods and support a wonderful cause, this is the prime opportunity.
And, like, and if you don't like gin, don't drink. Like, we are also just selling the sangers for a tenner for charity. So,
yeah,
you know, it's we're equal opportunity sanger slingers in this business. Because, like, any money we can make for Rainbow Youth is a phenomenal piece. And, like, it's great to be working with Josh and the team at Wolf as well, because I know how much of a champion and a pillar they are inside the local community down in Otepoti. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, feeling very lucky to be coming down for this.
Yeah. No, Wolf is just wonderful. I don't think there's a more inclusive drinking space or a bar whatsoever in the city than Wolf. It's just wonderful.
I would say space. It's not, you don't even have to be there drinking and it's still inclusive. Like, yeah. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
It's a pretty special bar and I'm feeling very lucky to be able to be working with them.
Wonderful. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what's happening outside of Dunedin and these other areas?
Yeah. So we're also jumping on one in Wellington and one in Auckland. So in Te Whanganui Atara, we are working with Ascot and Regent, which is a phenomenal set of bars just off Cuba Street. Them, we've partnered with Cameron Harrison, which is like a similar style butchery to Lynx, but they're a third generation, been doing it for a while. And their charity of choice is Kaibosh. So Cosmo, who owns those two bars, like, he's got like a fruit rescue business, which makes amazing fruit wines. And so his whole thing is like, how do we reduce food waste? So Kaibosh is a company which goes around and redistributes food waste to people in need, which is a really, really amazing charity, which I've personally been doing a lot with over the years and think it's an awesome opportunity. And then up in Auckland, we've partnered with Nami Record Bar, which is like a Japanese-style record bar come nightclub on Ponsonby Road. And for that one, we're giving all of the proceeds are going to KiwiPal. And so KiwiPal is a New Zealand charity which was set up about, I think they've been going since 2014, essentially originally started around education and support for children in Gaza. And they do some amazing work over there and have continued to do some amazing work over there. And particularly, I'm really intrigued to see what they're going to do post-ceasefire. But they do amazing stuff with basically just trying to give kids the opportunities they miss out on because of sort of the, well, I was going to say the incredibly hard upbringing that they end up having there. So really special to be able to sort of jump in that charity as well. So it's quite nice being able to sort of get the different venues vibes around the charities. And then in Auckland, we've partnered with Greyland Butchers, who are again one of the sort of the old guard of the top tier sausage makers. So we've got a real who's who of the best butchers in the country turning out some very, very unique and different sangers.
Yeah. Oh, that's just wonderful. Honestly, that's fantastic. So I'll just reiterate before I let you go, that it's this Sunday here in Dunedin, 19th of October at Woof. What time was it again?
From 4 p.m. till we sell out. So get in quick.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, thank you so much for talking to me about and to Dunedin about this wonderful charity initiative that you've set up. And it's just it's just fantastic, actually. And I think the scale of it, too, is really great to hear. Three different spots around the country and supporting these wonderful causes.
Amazing, man. Thank you very much. And hopefully I'll see you there on Sunday for a cheeky singer.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Mate, see, you come find me behind the barbecue, and there's one with your name on it.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm keen to contribute. I'll probably end up getting two.
I usually get more than one. I'll write Hunter at the top of the sausage just so I know it's yours.
Yeah, thanks. If you could write it in tomato sauce, it'd be great.
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah,
wonderful. Hey, thank you very much, Gwilym.
Thanks.
It's wonderful to hear from you.
Have a fantastic day.
Hey, you too. Catch you later.
Cheers, mate.
That was Gwilym Brees talking about pillars and links. So, yeah, team, make sure that you get amongst that support Rainbow Youth by coming out to the Woof Bar on Sunday, this Sunday, from 4 p.m. onwards. Get yourself a snag, a sausage, and yeah, good times all around. That's gonna.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.